This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, easing our way through the day. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-166-105-105. From one sport to another, let me speak to Neil Mercer, who's on this line. Morning, Neil.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Neil. You're very much an ambassador for MenCap, and you're highlighting the fact that the marathon is, I suppose, to be prepared for. We're a good bit away from it. You actually completed the full marathon in May, completed the event in sort of the time that we'd all envy to some extent, and you're encouraging us to keep a close eye on a half marathon that's coming up on the 18th.
That's right, Frank. The half marathon's coming up on the 18th, and almost 600 people have signed up already to support MenCap for that. And I would encourage everybody to take up the challenge to go out and support it and raise as much money as they can for MenCap, if possible.
So as someone who can... What was your time for doing the marathon?
Sorry, time for Belfast Marathon there was 3 hours, 12 minutes, which did indeed qualify me to run in London next year, which I will be doing again for MenCap.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of preparation goes into a marathon, whether you're doing it at your speed or doing it at a slower pace. There's no shortcut to being successful, and I mean successful, putting in the effort and actually getting around the 26 plus miles. But is there a shortcut for a half marathon, or do you have to work as hard for that?
I think, obviously, there is a major difference between a marathon and a half marathon. In saying that, the half marathon isn't an easy task. You still have to be prepared for it, and you would still need to follow a training program in order to complete it, just so that you're not, you know, you wouldn't enjoy the day, put it like that, if you weren't prepared. But I would encourage anybody, a half marathon is definitely doable, as long as you prepare for it and follow a structured training program.
So people who have been doing some decent running over the last number of months, whether or not they had it in their mind to do the Belfast Half Marathon, if you're going out and you're able to do 10 miles, if you're able to do it without sort of having to take a day off work the next day, you probably could do 13 on the 18th of September.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the things, even with the likes of the full marathon, you know, they would never advise you to run the 26 miles before it. Generally, you would run maximum 22. So with the half marathon, something like that would be very similar. You know, if you're up to 9 or 10 miles presently, you could easily run the 13 on the day.
Well, you can help raise money for MenCap as well. It's the 18th
Precisely.
Of September. You can enter online, www.belfastcitymarathon.com. The number is 90-60-59-33 if you're one of the running fraternity. It's almost upon you, but it's not too late. Neil, you'll whiz round it, yeah?
Well, hopefully, I'm hoping to get as close to an hour and 30 as possible. But we'll see you on the day. I mean, during a half marathon or a marathon, anything can happen, but that's the plan at the minute.
Flying machine. Good speaking to you, Neil. Thanks
very much,
Thank
Frank.
You. Neil Mercer, athlete and ambassador for MenCap, 3:12 his time in the last Belfast Marathon. If you'd like to do the half marathon, it's on the 18th of September. Right.